603-7080.
Dan Celia.
I want to be a nation that is on the biblical principles and the values and the ethics that are found in Scripture.
Your personal economy.
Financial issues that you need to know.
Aligning morality with truth.
Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
Now, here's your host, Dan Celia.
Good morning. Welcome back to Financial Issues, 844-707-5533. It's Friday. It's Rapid Fire Friday. Our lines are open. We want to get to as many calls as we possibly can. We'd love to hear from you, 844-707-5533. We got to a lot of calls that last hour. We could have done better, but we need to keep your questions short, right to the point, your comments, and we'll try to answer them. But lines open, and we are going to stay with calls for the next 2 hours. So I hope you will queue your call up, 844-707-5533. You gotta, if it's busy, you got to keep trying because people drop, they lose a signal, they can't hold anymore, they got to go to work, they're getting out of the car, whatever the situation is. So keep trying, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533, and we will get to your calls. We do have our commodity report coming up. Craig Haugert, our commodity reporter, he'll be with us here in a little bit. Oil is down 11% so far in the week. We'll see what today brings. Today, it is up. Gasoline prices on a national average, $2.28. Looking pretty good. $2.28. Bond funds. I'm going to be talking about bond funds. Somebody emailed me about bond funds. I'm going to be talking about them at great length. It's going to be the same old story, though, folks. If you've heard me talk about them on my conference call and other times, it ain't changing. I don't feel real good about credit markets even a little bit. So we're going to have to watch that very closely. You will be hearing, if you are a partner of this ministry, I hope you are, but if you are, you're going to be hearing some very interesting conference calls coming up in, I would suspect, maybe two in January, two in February, at the rate things are going. But our first conference call of the year, we're going to lay out some strategies, as we do in January. We're going to lay out some strategies for you. You can either take heed, or you don't have to. Those that didn't take heed last January, I wonder if they will this January. I suspect they might, because they missed out on a lot. If they didn't last year, it's okay, though. Maybe they chose to do it for various different reasons. But I'm going to be laying out a number of do's and don'ts for 2019 when it comes to markets. I am also going to be pointing out some stocks, a number of stocks that you are very unlikely to see on my buy list in 2019. Now, we're talking about the markets here. One tweet from a president can change everything. So, I mean, we're talking about markets, very volatile. We also have markets that are driven by politics. Politics have been more volatile, in my opinion, than the markets. And I don't mean I don't mean the president tweeting or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. They've been volatile because there's a lot going on globally in politics. I don't have to tell you about the venom in which the Democrats hate President Trump. I don't have to tell you about that. Does that enter into the picture? Unfortunately, it certainly does. I despise that with every fiber of my being, but it is what it is. We are also dependent upon fiscal policy coming out of Washington, as we should be. What are we going to get in February? We're going to get more continued resolutions? Probably. Are we going to get continued resolutions? I would suspect we are. Are we ever going to get a real budget? I mean a real budget. This would be that thing that the president sends to Congress of his wish list for budget. And then it would be Congress hammering out a real live budget. Remember, things like House Ways and Means, Kevin Brady, he's the real deal. He's one of the good guys. He's no longer chairman. Senate Finance, or the Housing Finance Committee, No Republican leadership there. I might argue and say no leadership there. Maxine Waters. Yes, Maxine Waters, the chairman of that committee now. Things are going to be extremely volatile, even from a political perspective. I don't know how, but it can only be from the grace of God and by the grace of God that maybe I will have some understanding of the times that we will be in next year, and I'll be able to see some things between the lines and give you some insights that will be beneficial to us moving forward. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult. I heard somebody yesterday say that nobody would have predicted this year. I disagree. In January of last year, I said it's going to be an interesting year. It's going to be volatile, full of lots of political wrangling. There's going to be some issues. And I laid out my strategy. Some took heed. I was right. And I'm glad I was right, because I'm glad because I was right, some of you benefited from it. I would say thousands of you benefited from that, that took heed to the strategies that we pointed out in January. And you can be praying that God will be laying that on my heart for this January. All right, we've got ag commodities going to be more, so much more important next quarter, first quarter next year, than they are right now. But Craig Haugard is here to give us an update on how things are going, and trade, the reason I say first quarter next year, trade is going to have a huge impact on what happens with commodities. So let's pay attention. As soon as we get back, I'm on the phones for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes.
This is Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. Well, corn turned in a listless session with the lack of any market-stirring news yesterday. The weekly ethanol production statistics will be released today, but we won't be getting any export sales numbers until the government reopens. In South America, Argentine weather forecast is looking for favorable rains in most areas starting today through the weekend. Brazil forecasts call for precipitation in most crop regions over the next week, and that all could put pressure on corn ultimately. In the overnight trade, spot corn futures are trading 2 cents higher. Well, yesterday saw soybean prices continue the downward trend for the week as uncertainty lingers over the trade war. The U.S. is sending officials to China for further in-depth discussions around trade on January 7th, so maybe we'll get some positive news out of that. In other Chinese news, I saw a report that indicates that Chinese livestock feeders are claiming to have modernized their rations by turning away from protein-heavy rations. If that is true and they adopt more of a Western Hemisphere-style ration, then we could see world demand growth go negative for a year and remain flat for the following year, which would dramatically reduce any opportunity for a near-term bull market in Western Hemisphere soybeans. In the overnight trade, spot soybean futures are trading up 4 cents. In spite of the news from the Russian Statistics Service that their 2018 wheat crop is 2.1 million metric tons larger than what the USDA has been projecting, we saw wheat prices fight back and close unchanged to slightly higher yesterday. Now, Russia continues to dominate the export market in wheat, and the ruble continues to drop, which makes them even more competitive. In fact, the ruble hit a two-month low yesterday versus the dollar. In the overnight trade, Chicago and Kansas City are both 2 cents higher, while Minneapolis is trading up a nickel. Cotton had a horrible day from a technical perspective yesterday, as March futures put in an outside day lower. Now, that's when the high for the day is higher than the previous day's high, and the low is lower than the previous day's low, and then you close below the previous day's low. In cases like that, we tend to get follow-through to the downside about 80% of the time. And that's exactly the scenario that we had when we looked at the charts from yesterday. Well, March futures yesterday ended up closing down 144 points at 72.06. In the overnight trade, spot cotton futures are snapping back a little bit, are trading 63 points higher as I record this. Livestock futures were higher straight across the board yesterday. February live cattle were $1.20 higher, while January feeder cattle were up 90 cents. Lean hogs participated in the stronger day as well, with February lean hog futures up 20 cents for the session. Class 3 milk futures inched higher on Thursday, with January futures closing 4 points higher at 14.23. In an overnight trade, Class 3 January milk futures are trading up a nickel. This has been Craig Haugard with your Financial Issues Ag Update. We'll be right back.
Our faith and values shouldn't be compromised by the way we invest. Our faith and values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
He made me come, but I loved it.
The town hall meeting with the NCLEA is a place where you're going to find out information that you won't get anywhere else. Honestly, he's the only person that I can really trust with any kind of financial advice.
I believe that Dan is really speaking from the heart. I think that he has definitely done the research and he understands what's going on, not only with the finances, but with the country in general.
I think young people should care about finance because right now we are in $18 trillion in debt. And that's not my parents' debt, that's my debt now.
The team that comes with him is awesome, and you get a chance to actually meet everybody.
And he has a really good presentation. He's very winsome and very engaging.
Definitely take his knowledge and then go out and do something with it.
Hi, I'm Dan Celia from Financial Issues. I hope you can join us for one of our upcoming town hall meetings. It's a lot of fun, it's free, and I know you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll register today.
The AFA Journal is the monthly magazine of the American Family Association.
The mission of the AFA Journal is to motivate people to get involved in issues around their community and around their state and nation.
We want people to go out and actually do something, to become involved in their community. People who read the journal take the magazine, they hand it to friends, they hand it to neighbors, they hand it to people at work.
If you'd like to get the AFA Journal, simply go to afajournal.org. You can sign up for a one-year free subscription.
Healing and providing for our needs.
The opening statement in the Constitution of the United States says this, that we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty. I don't know what part of that we don't get anymore. That was written by men who cared about this country deeply.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia.
Copper's up. That's good news. We're watching copper. I like to see copper going up, and glad that is happening, but copper's got a long way to go. All the ag commodities are at least up for the moment, but we'll see where that goes, and you just heard that report. Natural gas is getting clobbered. I don't know what the deal is there, but it's down 5% again today. It probably points to oversupply. The weather hasn't been quite as cold as they had anticipated, and on it goes. All right, we're going to go to phones. We're going to stay with phones. Rapid Fire Friday. Let me go to Dennis. Dennis is calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I had a question about just recently this year. I received a settlement in a workman's comp issue. And They said I don't have to pay taxes on it. It was tax-free. Now, when I go to file, do I list that as income and pay taxes what?
No, you don't pay any tax on it. It's tax-free. It's a settlement. There is no taxes to pay. I don't know for sure whether you get a 1099 or not.
Yeah.
If you get a 1099 from the company, then you have to file the 1099.
Right.
And it'll tell you which box to file it in, in the tax form. But you won't pay tax on that. Yep, that's tax-free.
So that had me worried, next year. But
you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I sure appreciate you on the radio, been listening to you a long time. It's the first time I called in. That's the only question I had.
Thank you, Dennis. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad you've been listening. I hope you'll keep listening, and thank you for that. Sure do appreciate it. And I hope you have a blessed new year. Folks, any kind of settlement, whether it's an accident, car accident, or a workman's comp, that's an accident, any settlements, insurance company settlements and stuff like that, they're generally tax-free. So that's why I tell people, be very careful that you don't take a tax-free money and put it in. Like, people take settlement money and they fund their traditional IRA with it. Well, you just made all that money taxable that wasn't. So someday when you start pulling it out when you're retired, you got to pay income tax on it. It doesn't matter. You won't be able to argue it later. Oh, that was a settlement. It won't matter. So now a good thing to do would be put it in a Roth IRA, because now even the gains on that won't ever be taxed. And that's really a good deal. But be very careful you don't ever put money like that in a taxable place, it where it is going to get taxed. Let me go to Brian. Brian's calling us from Ohio. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Dan. Hi. I have a question about an item on your buyer's list. It's FP25. Uh-huh. In the first place, when it says income, and then it's got a date, 6/21, does that mean the year 2021?
Yeah, so if it's got that means that's the next call date.
But it would
so
be not.
In other words, it could go
not
away.
Not June 21st, but.
No.
The year
20. June in the year 2021.
Gotcha. And then,
now,
like the percentage.
They're always callable. They're always callable. They can be called at any time, and they don't have to get called in June of 21. So I just throw that out there for you.
Okay, and like the percentage, if you multiply that percentage, is that the annual yield? Is that what that is?
That's the annual yield that you will, not could be, but will be getting. So,
okay. So
it's based on that. So go ahead.
I'm sorry. If you wanted to multiply that times the stock price and divide by 4, that is your quarterly dividend, correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. Well, that's helpful. And then also, I'm with TD Ameritrade. So I just recently tried to purchase this, but when I put the symbol into their gadget, whatever, their computer program, let's see, it did not recognize the P. And I've had this happen several times. It recognized.
Yeah, you got to call. Yeah, you might have to call TD Ameritrade, because every brokerage lists their symbol of the preferred differently. They're all listed differently. So if it is one of the ones that has a dash or a dot or in it or something like that, then that's going to be different on TD Ameritrade than it would be on Fidelity or Schwab or anybody else. So call them and say, here's what I want to buy. Here's the QSEP number. Can you tell me what the symbol is? And they'll tell you.
Okay. I tried that once before, and they had all kinds of trouble figuring it out. So I just guessed, right.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, be careful guessing, but yeah, they should be able to tell you. I don't understand how it's possible that they can't tell you what that is. But anyway, it's probably the person you're talking to, and maybe you need to hang up, call back or something. I don't know. But yeah, that's how you got it, though. That's how it works. But keep in mind, I want to just say one other thing to you, Brian, for the edification of the rest of the listeners. When you say you see a percentage that's 5.25% or whatever it is, that's based on $25 a share. Okay, so not on. It's so if it's trading at $22 a share, it's actually going to be a higher percentage. If it's selling at $26 a share, it's actually going to be a lower. What they're promising you is, you know, whatever the percentage is on $25. So all the calculations are based on $25. So people call and say, "Wow, you said I was going to get 5.25, but I'm getting 6.25, you know, and that's really great." No, you're not really getting 6.25. You're only getting that because at the end of the day, when they call it and you were to add up all the interest that you have been paid, you will only have been paid that percentage on $25 or the par value. So just to give you a heads up on that.
Okay, thanks very much.
So you're welcome. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Let me go to Frank. Frank's calling us from Washington. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Dan. I had a question on TL25. I bought it a while back when it was on your buy list, and I was wondering, I wanted to kind of dollar cost average down on this, and I was wondering if it was a good time to do that, and maybe you could give me a little update on the company and how it's doing. So
did you buy it for as part of an income portfolio, Frank? In other words, did you buy it for income?
Yes.
Okay. So if you bought it for income, I don't have any problem with you dollar cost averaging down at any time because your goal is to accumulate shares. This company hasn't changed their dividend price in over 5 years. I don't expect they're going to. So it's a great dividend stock, but it's paying 14% right now because it's based on a very low price. It's dropped off. You know, the price has dropped. But it's still paying 54 cents. And that 54 cents they've been paying for years and years and years. And it's not likely to change. That's why I like this as an income stock. That's why I have it highlighted in blue. This stock is very is valued very, very well right now. The financial condition of the company is certainly stronger today than it was earlier in the year. It is highly rated. It is by most rating agencies, it is rated a buy. I don't have it as a buy right now, but it's rated a buy. They've had some pretty good earnings, and I feel good, particularly from an income perspective, on this stock for the long-term outlook. I don't think, from a value standpoint, the stock's trading at whatever it is, $15 and some odd change right now. I don't see that shooting up to $40 anytime soon, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I think that it's going to, it is very near a bottom. Very close to have bottoming out. It has been getting hurt by the concerns in trade. I suspect it's going to continue to be hurt by that for a little while longer, but that wouldn't prevent me from buying it if I were an income investor.
All right. Well, I wanted to thank you for all your help, and I joined about 8 months ago as a partner, and I've learned a lot about investing from you, and I just wanted to recommend to anybody that's new or that's thinking about being a partner that it's the best deal out there, and you'll learn a lot if you stick with Dan. So I wanted to
thank you, Frank. That is a blessing. Thank you for blessing me that way. I sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. Great stuff. 844-707-5533. We got lines open, folks. We got an hour and a half to answer phones, and we've got lines open. So queue your call up right now. Get right in the queue, and we'll get to your call as soon as we get back off this break. You're listening to Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia. This is our last live show for the year. But we got a lot of good stuff for you for Monday and Tuesday. I hope you will continue to stay.
Hugs at the arrival gate. Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
We shop, you save.
I'm Dan Celia. We're going to get right to phones. It's Friday, Rapid Fire Friday. We're going to try to stay on the phone, so stay with us and continue to try to call in. You'll get through as people drop or we answer calls. Let me go to Susan. Susan's calling us from Oklahoma. Hey, Susan.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Dan, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, when you're doing your asset allocation and stuff and you're looking at stocks, should you, I mean, I know we look at the ones on your buy list, but should you look at the dividend they're paying or should you look at the strength or should you just, I mean, pick some?
Well, I guess there are people, partners, that look at those things on a regular basis. You know, that's totally up to you. I mean, obviously, if you are an income investor and you're seeing a stock that is highlighted in blue, you know that's paying a pretty decent dividend. But certainly, if you want to look at your chart and see how much of a dividend it is, you can do that. I mean, You know, it's just, I guess it's just a matter of two things. One is how much you want to learn and you want to look at those things. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Or are you just trusting me and, you know, I said it was a goodbye. And I mean, if you're going to look at those things in order to maybe change your mind about buying it, then no, I wouldn't look at it. But if you want to see if it's a large cap company, like sometimes I say, if you've got an asset allocation model that's 55 into retirement or 55 to 65 or 65 into retirement, then I want you to have more large cap and mid cap companies than I do anything else. And if you're looking at the buy list, and I would say this true for everybody next year, that if you're looking at the buy list and you see four stocks listed and you want to buy one, and one of them is a large cap company and two of them are a micro cap company and one of them's a small cap company, I would buy the large cap and I wouldn't even hesitate, and that's which way I would go. But
okay.
You know, you can look at those things if you want, but do I think it's necessary? No, I don't.
Okay. I didn't know. Because, I mean, I'm just a first-time, you know, doer. So I just didn't know if I just pick those. Because I trust you. I mean, I totally trust you. So, but, thank you so much. And thanks for all you do. I appreciate everything you support, too, with the abortion thing and everything. I really appreciate it.
Mm. Thank you, Susan. I appreciate that. And would just thank you for your partnership. I'm sure glad you partnered up with us. And I wish you all the best in 2019. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. 844-707-5533. I did some very interesting numbers about some of the people that we partnership with, and I'm going to put all that out to you. You're going to get it on Monday or Sunday night or something. I don't know when we're going to send that out, but our New Year's greeting is some numbers, but you're going to find some of those things really interesting, I know. Let me go to Brenda. Brenda's calling us from Arkansas. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Dan. I called you yesterday about the Roth TSP.
Yes.
And I did check on that, and they are going to match it. So I guess my question now is, okay, you told me to freeze the regular TSP if they match it, but how would it be if I just kept both, if I got into the Roth and kept the other one as well?
Well, yeah, I want you to keep the other one, but I just don't want you to contribute to it. So now if you want to contribute to it, that's fine. But I would rather see your allocation, you know, what's coming out of your pay. I would rather see it go all to the Roth.
Okay.
Not to the other funds.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I want your focus to be to build that Roth account up, Brenda, between now and the time you retire. That's what I want your goal to be, because that's going to serve you better in your retirement than the other account, and that's why I want you to do that.
Well, the thing that I guess I thought about is that they only match up to 5%, and so I could have 5% in the Roth and then 5% in the other TSP, so that's a total of 10% that they might be matching. So I guess that's where my mind is.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Okay.
Brenda, I don't think they're going to do that. If they're going to do that, then definitely do it. You're right. You're thinking right if they're going to do that. But I'm generally 99% of the time when an organization is matching, they mean they're matching, up to a certain amount of your pay, period, whether it goes in the Roth or the TSP. So if you wanted to do both, you could do 2.5% in one and 2.5% in the other and get it matched. But they're not going to match both accounts to 5%.
Okay. I wouldn't do it like that then if they didn't match both of them. That's where I was getting at.
Right.
Okay.
All right. I misunderstood you. Yes. All right. All right. Thank you, Brenda.
Bye.
Sure. 844-707-5533. Let me go to Angie. Angie also calling from Arkansas. Hey, Angie.
Good morning, Dan. I hope you had a Merry Christmas.
Good morning.
I have a question that you may have a video tutorial on, but I thought it might help everybody because I've wondered this for a while. When you are talking when you're talking about
income,
income stocks, yes, income. Thank you, goodness, income stocks, what do you mean really when you say you don't care if they go down? Because I thought that they paid the dividend was a percentage of your investment, so if your investment goes down, then your dividend payment would go down. Is that not correct?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. So what they pay, it's a good question, Angie. I'm glad you asked. What they pay is a percentage against the value of the stock. So it is. But they pay based on the amount of shares that you have. So somebody called me about TL25 a little bit ago, and I was saying, look, that stock's been paying 54 cents for the last 5 years. They've never missed a payment. They've been very consistent. They've not changed the dividend. What I was saying is that it pays 54 cents per share. Now, right now they're paying 14% because the share is so low that the calculation of 54 cents against the share price ends up being 14.5%. So it looks really good. But the fact of the matter is, you're still just getting 54 cents for every share you own.
Got it. Okay, so, that makes so much sense. Okay, because I've got another thought that the dividend has been changing quite a bit. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. The dividend changes, that's a different story. But
sure.
But when it changes, so if the 54 goes to 50, then you start getting 50 cents a share regardless. That's how it works. So it's really not, that's why I say when the value, I invested $10,000 so that I would get this much money, this percentage, this price per share, that's buying me X amount of shares, I'm going to get this much money. If you're in it just for the income, I don't want you guys that are focused on income to be panicking when the 10,000 turns to 8, because inevitably you're getting the same income. You're getting the same income because you haven't changed your shares. It'll come back up again. Just don't worry about it because we did it for income and you're still getting your income, and that has to be all you care about.
Could I ask another follow-up question?
Sure.
Just because I'm learning this slowly. I've been a partner for a year and a half, and I'm little by little. But I kind of don't understand that. Why would you – I know you said all we are going to care about when we hit retirement is how much income we get per month. But wouldn't it
right. –
I don't understand that. I don't understand the difference between – that or just having a bulk sum that you could take, a monthly income from the bulk. I don't understand not caring about the principal.
Because if you have a bulk sum that you're going to draw some money out every month on a regular basis, you're going to see the value of your portfolio continue to decrease because you have to sell off shares in order to generate that income that you're drawing. You're reducing your principal that is working for you all the time. And when you are older and you're in that kind of mode where you're drawing, you should be fearful that you could actually outlive your money. Because if you've drawn out if you've drawn out $2,000 out of your account in the year by doing that, and the market drops dramatically, the odds of you recovering your principal are very slim because you've lost so much principal, $2,000 worth, you've taken out. So that money can never go back up again. It's gone.
I understand.
And it really hurts the portfolio when you're drawing principal out. This way, the way you're doing it now, is...
I pray that I can be a great role model for him. I pray that in these trying times, that I can lead him in a way that I know will leave a godly imprint on his heart forever.
And to show her how to live a life that is pure, I want her to understand how precious life is.
And to take care of his body. To eat right and exercise and understand that his body is a temple of God.
I pray that our family will love Jesus, read his word daily, and obey his teaching.
The values that we share should guide us in the way that we invest. Make sure that you are investing in companies whose policies and practices align with pro-life, pro-family values. Visit thetimothyplan.com or call for more information. Advance the kingdom in the way that you invest.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free, and who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizbod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
9891.
Community Credit Union. Your money building God's kingdom.
The opinions and recommendations expressed by Dan are his own and do not necessarily represent the opinions of this station or any of the show's sponsors.
Welcome back, Financial Issues. I'm Dan Celia, 844-707-5533, 844-707-5533. If you want to queue your call up, you're welcome to do that. Listen, I have to finish up a little bit with Angie here because I want to elaborate on something. Angie, I hope you're still listening. I didn't get a chance to do this because we were at the end of the, we were going to break. So when I say when you're an income investor, forget about principal. You don't care what the principal is doing. I don't mean to say that you don't care about your money. You're not, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, I guess somewhat concerned. What I'm trying to do when I say that is to remind you as an income investor that you have never changed your principal. You're drawing money out. And if you put $10,000 to work in that income stock, you still have $10,000 working for you, because that $10,000 bought a number of shares, 200 shares, and that 200 shares you still have. And the reason that I say you don't care about it, don't worry about it if it goes down, you're still getting your income. I say that in this context, that don't worry about it or fret over it, because you have the same amount of shares, you're collecting the same amount of income unless they reduce the dividend, which is very unlikely when the stock is going down. But unless they reduce it, you get the same. So you have the same income because you have the same amount of shares. Yes, the share price has gone down in value. But I say don't worry about it because it's going to come back up. And you're in it for income, which means you're in it for the long term, and you haven't hurt your principals. You haven't sold any more shares off. So that share price is going to go down. It's going to come up. It's like the same thing I say, don't get real excited when it goes up. You're in it for income. That's all that matters. So theory being, 20 years from now, when you still own that stock, you're still going to have the same amount of shares. You're still going to be collecting the same amount of income. It's going to vary, obviously, a little bit over 20 years. And chances are you're going to have a whole lot more value than the 10,000 that you put in 20 years ago, and even though you lived through all these downturns. So my point is, I don't mean, don't try to grasp the idea of not caring about your money. We care very much about our money. That's why we're being biblically responsible with it, because we care about it. We know that it comes from God. We're being a good steward of it. And I don't mean it in that context. So I just wanted to point that out to you and everybody else listening. So I hope you're still listening, Angie. Thank you. Let me go to Lewis. Lewis is calling us from Louisiana. Hey, Lewis. Good morning.
All right. Nice to see you in a relaxed mode this morning. I didn't shave either.
I haven't shaved in about 2 weeks, in about not that long, but a week or so. So I'm letting it grow. I don't know why. But as soon as everybody starts yelling at me, I'll shave it, I guess.
No, it's a relaxed mode. That's where you need to be.
That's right. You got it, brother.
Okay. I don't know if you got the symbol or the number. I didn't have
it,
but that, okay. That
IT29, yes.
Okay, I've neglected to write all that down, so my apologies on that. It looks like it's just recently, I don't even have the date, but it's somewhere since October, or I forget whenever I first got with you and started buying. That's up 72%, and I don't have much money in it, but I've noticed a couple of spots where I went on the Internet, and they said that they're either some kind of buyout or some kind of lawsuit going on, so I'm curious to see what your thought is on that. If maybe I should, I don't know, about selling it or just keep hanging on to it.
Well, I would sell it right now. It's not going to get any better, because what it did was it jumped up to the sale price of the stock. Now, it hasn't gone through yet, and it might not go through. Now, it's not going to go any higher until after the sale, when now you have a new stock symbol, but it's not going to go any higher because there's no incentive for anybody to buy it higher, because the stock's going to sell for, when they do the merger, it's going to sell for a set price, and it's not going to change. So if you're up 70%, is it an IRA account, Lewis, that you have?
No, it's just a regular joint account.
Regular account.
Dump some.
So
that's the only one.
The downside to, yeah. So the downside is, it's you would have to pay capital gain on it. And not only would you have to pay capital gain, but you'd have to pay short-term capital gain, which is 20% on it.
Correct.
And that would be the downside to selling it, but you're coming out with 50% on this if you sell it, because you said it's up 70. So you're coming out with 50%. I would be hard-pressed to keep this moving forward. I don't, even in the merger, I probably wouldn't have said this a month ago, but I'm saying it now. I don't think it's going to have a great year in 2019. And we're talking about IT29, folks, IT29. And I think you probably ought to sell out of it and start looking at, in the beginning of next year, you're going to look to reinvest that somewhere.
Correct, correct. Okay, that sounds good. I'll try to do that today. It's kind of bobbling around a little bit, but it's 72% as of right now, so that's not bad.
Oh, holy mackerel. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, and look, you just stated a reason why you're diversified. So if you looked at your portfolio and you say everything else is down, you got this one stock that's up 72%, and that kind of lifts the whole value of your portfolio. One stock changes the value of your portfolio. Now, it still might be negative, but it's a whole lot better off than it would be had it not have had this diversification of this one stock. And that's exactly why we want to be diversified. Go ahead. I think you had another question, Lewis.
No, I've got a statement to make. A while back,
okay,
a week or so ago, I heard you. I kind of catch you off and on days different where I'm at and all. I mean, I can't sit and listen to the radio, which I wish I could. But
sure.
You mentioned something about apologizing to everybody because you weren't sending out letters for thank you cards or something for, I guess it's the donations to your business or not. I really wish you would not feel bad about that because I don't think there's probably maybe two people out of the whole group that listen to you that probably feel upset about that. I hate it when people send cards back saying thank you for sending money and this and that because it's a waste of time. You thank us enough on the radio. You do enough thanking there. I mean, we know we know how it is. And you know, you said you were tensed up and all of this. And I would really appreciate it if you would relax. Yeah. You know, you got this.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You encourage me, brother. I sure appreciate it. And I thank you for that so much.
I mean,
that means a lot. And you know, I think you're probably right. I probably stress over something I don't need to, but. You know, my time's not going to get a whole lot better. It is what it is. But you're right. I sure appreciate you saying that. It encourages me. And I suspect you're right by all the other people that have said the same thing to me that you just said. So, but I just want everybody to know I do appreciate it. And I thank them for their support and you as well. Thank you, Lewis. I hope you have a wonderful year. I hope you get to relax in this long weekend. Thank you. God bless.
There you go. Appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Thank you. Good stuff, man. I appreciate that. That is a blessing. Let me go to Joel. Joel's calling us from, you know what? Let me hold off on Joel. Joel, I'm sorry. I just saw we're right up against a break. We got lines open, 844-707-5533. Listen, when I get back, we're going to go right back to phones again and some other questions. I'm going to do it in the first segment. I'm not going to recap a whole lot of stuff. We're going to get right back to calls. We want to get as many calls in as we possibly can here as we head into this long weekend. So I hope you'll cue your call up. And remember, you know, people are going to, even during this break, lines are going to open because somebody's going to lose a cell phone signal or somebody's going to get tired of waiting or have to get out of the car or go into the car or whatever it might be. So keep trying, 844-707-5533. I also want to thank all of you that have participated so much in supporting this ministry this year. We have had a really strong 2 weeks. Thank you for that. This is the second time in 21 years on the radio. I've been on the February. I'll be on the radio 22 years in February. And this is the second time I've ever formally asked for have a fundraiser. It's the second time I've ever sent letters out asking for money. I don't send out mail. I don't send out emails. I don't do any of that. I'm relying upon the Lord to nudge you or grab you by the throat or whatever he's got to do to encourage you to give to the ministry. And it has been a blessing. God has been an incredible provider to us as a ministry. He's not given us an abundance more than we need, but he has given us everything that we need every single year. We have never been in the red. We've always met our needs. We don't have one nickel, one penny of debt in anything that we have done or do and never will. And we have been blessed. So I want to thank all of you. You guys have been great. Some of you have to leave us because you're not going to hear the third hour. Or maybe you'll get onto FISM TV or go to YouTube channel or Facebook or one of those to listen. Amazon TV, Apple TV, one of those other. If you have a Roku box, download Financial Issues. Find it. Put it in. We have a channel there. And you can listen there. But I sure do appreciate all of you. You guys have been a blessing to us this year, and I'm so thankful. And I want us next year to do the same thing I say at the end of every show almost and every throughout the years. Remember, all that we have is his. And let's not forget, we will stand before him someday. Let's be found a good and faithful steward. And I know that the Lord is going to be well pleased with your conviction to not fund everything in this world that is grieving his heart with your money. Have a great day. God bless.
If we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation. on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.